Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning once again to Pádraig Lodge.
Hello, Mary. We'll start with swimming, and Róisín Éireann from Limerick clinched a second gold medal at the European Para Swimming Championships in Madeira. Éireann, who already took gold in the 100 metres breaststroke and silver in the 100 butterfly, became a double European champion with victory yesterday evening in the 100 backstroke final.
So that was a pretty good swim. Definitely some mistakes were made there, but I suppose this is the kind of competition we come to and we get to learn from. So, you know, there's definitely some cleaning up to do in that race, but hopefully that'll come. It's a hectic schedule, but it's nice. I love to get out and race any opportunity I get, so lots of fun, and we've got a few more fun ones to come, so hopefully they'll be good.
And Róisín is back in the pool this morning for her 400 metres freestyle heat. In the evening session, Nicole Turner and Dervla Brady go in the 50 metres freestyle final. Liverpool's Premier League title bid has been left in tatters after they were outclassed 2-0 by Everton at Goodison Park. The defeat seems to leave the title race between Arsenal, who are 3 points ahead with a superior goal difference, and Manchester City, who are a point behind Liverpool but with 2 matches in hand. Captain Bruno Fernandes was the key man for Manchester United, scoring twice and setting up another goal in a 4-2 win over bottom side Sheffield United at Old Trafford. They made really hard work of the win. Crystal Palace are safe after a 2-0 home win over Newcastle, and Bournemouth beat Wolves 1-0. The Ulster under 20 football semi-finals both produced 1-point victories. Tyrone edged out Monaghan and Derry scraped past Donegal. Galway set up a Connacht final against Roscommon with an 8-point win over Sligo, and as expected, Cork joined Kerry in the Munster final. Full details of those under 20 games are available online at rte.ie/sport. The Kilkenny hurling management are awaiting medical updates on 3 players ahead of Sunday's Leinster Championship fixture against Galway in Salt Hill. Adrian Mullen, Owen Cody and goalkeeper Owen Murphy all picked up injuries in the win over Antrim, and with nothing major at stake on Sunday, it's thought that none of them will be risked unless they're 100%. The draws for the All-Ireland Football Championship and Tailteann Cup have been scheduled for next Tuesday afternoon. The GAA will broadcast the draws on its website and social media channels. The Ireland women's rugby team's 78-point loss to England was just a blip, according to centre Enya Breen. The Cork woman and her teammates round off their Six Nations campaign on Saturday against Scotland in Belfast, a venue where Breen scored and converted a late try to beat the Scots 2 years ago. And Michael Corcoran asked her to reflect on that heavy loss to England.
It's really important for us to get out of the system. We've built momentum nicely throughout this campaign before last weekend. Last weekend was a bit of a blip, to be honest, but we reflected on it yesterday. We had some really honest conversations about it. Tough ones as well at times, but yeah, we're looking to go again this weekend. Scotland's a huge one for us at home. We've reviewed England, we've reflected on it, but now it's time to move on and look forward to this weekend.
How do you ensure that last Saturday doesn't become a habit?
That's important, isn't it? We've reviewed it, we had some tough conversations, but I think we were really honest with each other, and we spoke about what it was, what went wrong, what we all felt, but we have put in some good performances so far before that, so I think it's trust in that we have that in the bank. I don't think it's going to be a habit. I think it was just a blip in the road. We're still quite a young team as well, quite a new team, so we're still finding our feet in some ways. I don't think it's going to become a habit at all. I think it was just a little blip in the road.
So it's Scotland this weekend. They'll come with an awful lot of confidence. I mean, they were quite impressive in their victory over Italy and Parma. Not many teams at this level go to Italy and beat them in their home patch.
Yeah, they're a good side. I think it was their first win in Italy in 25 years or something like that. But we're a good side too. We're building and we're confident that we have things to bring to the table that hopefully can depower them and show our strengths to put in a good performance.
That's Enya Breen, and Michael will bring us commentary from Belfast on Saturday Sport with a 2:30 kickoff. That'll be followed at 5:15 by commentary on the Ulster football semi-final in Clonus between Armagh and Down. Rhys McLennigan is safely through to the pommel horse final at the European Gymnastics Championships in Rimini. He qualified in second place for tomorrow's final as he chases a third European title. Dominic Cunningham qualified for the final of the vault. Rafa Nadal has said he's not sure if he'll be able to play in next month's French Open. The 37-year-old, a 22-time Grand Slam champion, reports that he's far from being in top form and will only take part at Roland Garros if he feels that he's fit enough to compete. Mark Allen booked his place in the second round of the World Snooker Championship with a 10-6 win over Robbie Williams. Ronnie O'Sullivan has built up an 8-1 lead over Jackson Page. Majority shareholder Barry Hearn has raised fresh doubts about whether the event can continue to be staged at the Crucible with its limited capacity of 980 spectators. Willie Mullins has two runners at today's race meeting at Perth in Scotland. He's hoping to extend his lead of £175,000 in the British Trainers' Championship with 3 days racing left. Here at home, Gavin Cromwell sent out four winners yesterday. He had a treble at Bellewstown and one winner at Goram Park. Fintan McCarthy has failed to recover from a recent illness and has withdrawn from the Irish team for the European Rowing Championships, which are starting this morning in Hungary. As a result, Paul O'Donovan has switched to the men's single sculls. There were defeats for Adam Hessian and Olympic qualified Dean Clancy in the quarterfinals of the European Amateur Boxing Championships in Belgrade. And finally, the Ireland women's cricket team faced the UAE in their first group match at the T20 World Cup qualifiers in Abu Dhabi.